We are on the fly at the Fun Fly Zone. It's a Friday at the Fun Fly Zone on a fantastic weather Friday here at AirVenture 2024. Tim Bogenhagen is the staff liaison for the Fun Fly Zone with EIA, and he's co-hosting with me today down here in this beautiful farm environment that the Ultralights area always has been. And we've got another segment starting now in a different area of this type of flying. We just talked to Larry with the Kit Fox, which is more of a traditional aircraft.
Yep. Yeah, light sport.
But there, as you said in the beginning of the show, are many other facets of the
all
of this
different
type of
sorts
flying.
Of flying machines, isn't there?
Right, and one of them is powered paragliders, mm-hmm. right? Otherwise known as PPG.
PPG paramotors, I think, is sometimes referred to as. There's several different names to them, right? So we have two paramotor pilots with us, Justin and Alexis, and they're got multi-roles that they take care of during the show here. For first and foremost, they're EAA volunteers, and they are on the flight line coordinating the operations of the paramotors and powered parachutes during the flight time of those operations on the runway. So first and foremost, volunteers, thumbs up. Thank
awesome.
You so much
Thank
for
you.
All you do. Yeah, and then they're also exhibitors. They have a company where they train and teach all about paramotors, and they're also part of a team. So, you know, they're a trifecta of knowledge about paramotors. So Justin,
yeah,
please welcome. Thank
yeah,
you for being with us.
Thank you for having us on, Alexis and I.
Yep.
So we wear a lot of hats around here at EAA, Oshkosh AirVenture. You know, can't every year, you know, I just can't wait to get here and spend a week volunteering and helping and bringing paramotors to everybody. So new this year is us being vendors. We thought, you know, we've been volunteering, and we have a lot of friends out in there in the ultralight vendor area that are volunteering or vendors. And we thought, you know, this year we'll try to, you know, bring our company here, showcase it. And then we're in such close proximity to Michigan, where we're based out of, that a lot of people come here from Michigan and are looking for instructors or how to get into powered paragliding in their area. So
let's tell the listeners, what is a powered paraglider? Let's start from the basics.
Yeah, so powered paragliding comes from paragliding. It's the motored version of it. So we fly underneath what's called a paraglider. And when you bring the motor portion into it, that is a powered paraglider, or PPG. So paragliding is a sport that is it's a canopy type flight. You know, a lot of people confuse PPCs and PPGs. They're two different aircraft. Like a PPC, you might see them,
which is a
powered parachute.
Okay.
They would be steering the canopy with their feet, and they fly underneath a more rectangular design.
And they're sitting in a cart too, right?
And they're sitting in a cart with
yeah.
wheels.
Yeah.
Ram air parachute, and we fly a inflatable airfoil. So that's the paraglider. So as it comes up overhead, the air enters those leading edge cells there and fills the whole glider up with air. And then the paramotor on your back, you start adding thrust. Thrust equals speed. Speed equals lift. And we can run into the sky, because what we do as foot launch paraglider pilots is we run into the sky.
This is what I was talking about before, about the dream of actually just running into the sky
oh,
and being a bird
right.
on your own, you know,
yeah.
And you got air basically providing your wing. Isn't
right.
that something? A rigid wing full of air
yes.
is what's providing the magic of flight and that lift. You guys must, every day, I bet you run into the air, you're just like, how can I be doing this?
It's the childhood dream come true. We have all had that dream. At night, you know, whenever flying, your arms are out to the side and you're looking down, flying over your hometown, and you can just see everything right beneath you. That is powered paragliding. I fly in what feels like a camping chair, you know, up in the sky, and I can look between my legs and see the ground. I can fly as high up, you know, I mean, you could fly so high that you can't breathe, but
how
we don't
fast
go there.
Do they go?
So airspeed is going to be anywhere from 20 miles an hour to about 35, 40 miles an hour, depending on the glider that you fly. So all the magic in a paramotor isn't in the motor itself and the amount of thrust you push, but it's all in the the style of wing and the shape of the glider.
Oh, okay. That, so that determines the difference between the different ships is the type of wing.
Correct. And, I mean, you see that on different types of aircraft, right? Different wings, different performance. So we, you know, Alexis and I, we fly, you know, higher performance, more dynamically unstable type gliders for more active type flying, aerobatics, things like that. And then beginners, when they get into the sport, they want to fly a simple glider that teaches, you know, good habits and builds a good pilot with a lot of confidence from just taking off and landing and having something that's dynamically stable.
Now let's talk about somebody who's a little older, like me. I'm older than you, and I'm not as in physically good a shape as you are, or the two of you. So would I really be able to do this? I mean, how long do I have to run with this pack on my back?
It's, you know, as long as you keep moving forward in a straight line, you can fly a paramotor, all right? So it is not about, like, all-out sprint. We're actually using the thrust of the motor to help propel us and push us forward. Your legs are simply the landing gear keeping you away from the ground there. So as long as you can physically wear the paramotor, have the right aptitude and, you know, skill, we can teach you to fly this. I've taught, you know, I taught my daughter how to fly a paramotor when she was 14 years old and her friend when she was 13 years old. So we have young students, and I have students of mine that foot launch. They're into their 70s.
Okay.
I'm curious how Alexa got into paramotoring. How did you get into it, Alexis?
So I started with fixed wing aviation. I got a handful of flight hours. I was working at an airport in Colorado, and it was just a dream to fly my whole life. And I got there, I could afford about one flight lesson every paycheck. So 1 hour every 2 weeks wasn't really going to cut it, and I was going to school for accounting. So it didn't really fit my career path. I didn't know how I was going to continue with the fixed wing flying. So I ended up stopping that flight training, but I still wanted to fly something. And I was actually here at AirVenture, I think it was my fifth or so year coming to AirVenture, my first year volunteering. I went to volunteer at aircraft parking, and it was right beneath the paramotor pattern.
So vintage parking.
Yeah. So yeah. I was actually the first year at the South 40.
Okay,
so I was
yeah.
down there at the South 40. We had big rainstorms, so no aircraft to park. So we were sitting idle getting to watch all the paramotors fly over us. And I had seen it online because I had just converted a van to travel around in, and I wanted something to fly while I was on my adventure. So sitting there on the ground watching all of them fly above me, it's like, yep, this is something that I want to try. So after not going into training for 7 months, I did decide to write the check and go find training 2 months afterward. And then it's kind of the rest is history after
that. Did you find it here?
I did not. So here I talked to a handful of people, and then I ended up calling a school down in Texas and went down to train with them. And since I was mobile at that point, I ended up staying down in Texas at the school I trained with. I had an aircraft dispatcher certificate, so right away I was able to help him teach airspace and weather kind of better than he taught me. So, and ended up having basically a 2.5 year internship where I was working there and helping out. And then came up to Michigan, met Justin when we started flying on the Arrhythmia team. For first show that we had was here at the Twilight Flight Fest at Oshkosh.
And well, before we talk about Arrhythmia real quick, let's talk about your business here.
Yes, so Leading Edge PPG, that is the flight school that Alexis and I started. This is our third season, correct? So we've both been training for years beyond that. Like, I think this is my eighth year training people how to fly powered paragliding. So we are at a field that's close to my house in Three Rivers, Michigan. And it's a beautiful place, nice big long grass strip, open area. And we have a 10-day course. So people call us, they sign up for a course.
How much is it?
It's $3,000.
Okay.
I supply all
That's
the school equipment.
Reasonable. Yeah.
So you're about $15,000 to $16,000 with all the equipment and training to learn this form of aviation.
But so you can go to the school for $3,000, decide whether or not you like
correct.
It, and then
yes.
pursue the different wings, the different,
right.
you know,
yeah.
but then you'll know something about them.
Yeah, and that's important to us that you use, you know, school equipment for one. You know, we know it's safe. We know how it acts and how it performs. It's going to keep, you know, the pilot safe. too, is there's a lot of unknowns with this. People don't know how to, you know, what the correct equipment is to buy. So through the course that we provide, it's not all just practical skill out on the field, but there's a lot of theoretical knowledge that you need to know. Airspace, for instance, like how does that pertain to ultralight flying? Weather, how does that pertain to ultralight powered paragliding? So we teach these throughout the course, and then by the time we're done with the course, you're flying, you'll be able to make level-headed, you know, knowledgeable decisions on your own on what equipment you need to buy, and then okay. We help you with that as well.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back talk about arrhythmia a little bit.
Sounds great.
Which is part of the Flight Fest down here in Fun Fly Zone. Jay Monge, we are down at the Fun Fly Zone in south end of Air Adventure towards the South 40. Come down and check it out. Ride a tram, walk on down. We'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.